with those blues on the rave.
Feel free to sing in your car, in your underwear.
I'm not afraid.
What about the Rover?
This Rover.
The age of 14 is a roastery named Vilma. Ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
Crossed over.
What?
What's going on?
I gotta watch that Austin Powers again. I forgot how funny. That's right in there with Dumb and Dumber. I mean, it's so funny.
I have happy feet today.
Why?
I got a pedicure.
Right, you like that.
Oh, man, it's awesome.
What happened to Mike Myers? I mean, what is he doing? He did all that
he vanished.
Stuff, Wayne and Garth, and then the whole Austin Powers thing, and it's like, where is he?
He came out and hosted.
Maybe he didn't need to do anything, probably.
He came out and hosted some game show last year, and they put makeup on him to make him look like he's about 80 years old.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I remember
what
that.
What show was that?
I can't remember. Hey, look who's here. Tim Woodburn.
But wasn't it... It was horrible. The show was horrible, right?
Hey, look who's here. Dan Strauss.
Hey.
Oh, hey, look who's here. Limey.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, didn't he do another character where they put a fat suit on him and...
Fat Bastard.
Stuart. Fat Bastard, yeah. Well,
that was in...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right, in the movie.
Powers, but yeah. Still, it's Fat Bastard.
And then that little guy, Mini-Me, just died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Last week or something. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is May Day. It's May 5th. I thought it was May 1st. I did it again. I got the wrong date. I thought it was May 1st yesterday. And I went on and started talking about May Day, and then I realized, whoops, it was the 30th of April. Today is May 1st, so happy May Day. That's not a distress call. That's just happy May Day. That's all that is. So welcome. We're glad to have you aboard. And now... a bonus joke for no reason except that I just feel like I just want to do this. It's short. Three strips of bacon and two fried eggs walk into a bar. Now, see, right there, that's funny. Just that visual. So three strips of bacon, two fried eggs walk into the bar. Bartender looks up and says, sorry, we don't serve breakfast here.
Rim shot.
You got it.
He doesn't speak English as his first language, Frank. He had two rim shots in that joke.
It was funny.
Now, I have another bonus joke for you just because I'm in a pretty good mood. But this one, you have to tell it with the actual word. A-hole. So when I tell it and say a-hole, I want you to sort of, in your mind, hear the word. A guy walks into a bar, has a few too many drinks, and decides to proclaim loudly, all lawyers are a-holes. And one guy in the place says, hey, man, I don't appreciate that. And the drunk says, are you a lawyer? He goes, no, I'm an a-hole. But it's so much funnier with the word. We haven't yet gotten to the point where the FCC has said, nah, okay. Actually, you know what? That's not a violation. It's just sort of an unwritten rule that we don't say that word yet. We're getting close. Everything else pretty much has been said.
It's in a song. The a-hole word is in a song, and it's not edited out. I've heard it on several stations.
You have?
I have.
What song?
Maybe.
And you know what? Here, it's actually.
Brother. I think it's Bush. Sings it.
Yeah, but it's not you're not breaking any laws. You're not going to be. I don't know. Some words I'm still not comfortable with on the radio saying, and that would be one. I don't know. It sounds so. But boy, would it make that joke better?
Limey's,
it really would.
Limey's talking about the song "Everything Zen" by Pearl Jam, and he says. He says, my asshole brother, as that's what he says as the lyric in the song. So I'm not saying that word. I'm quoting what the song lyric was.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me just make a quick phone call. Hold on.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Who are we calling?
Randy.
FCC.
Yes, I'd like to speak to somebody there, whoever it is that deals with people who say things on the radio they shouldn't say.
Hang on a second. Just hang on, please.
Jackson. Mr. Jackson, are you the guy at the FCC in charge of dealing with people who say things they shouldn't say on the radio?
That would be me.
Got a guy here named Tim Woodburn. He just said A-S-S-H-O-L-E. He actually said the word on the air, and I was wondering, is that any sort of violation? Could he be removed from the airwaves?
Absolutely he could. What's his name again?
Tim Woodburn.
And what station is this?
590 The Fan, KFNS, 590 The Fan.
Mm-hmm. Hang on 1 minute. Yeah, it's St. Louis, right?
Yes, it is.
I lived there for a couple of years back in the 90s. I was there for a couple of years, and I heard that station. I didn't hear him.
Well, he only came on board in October, and he's not... I don't know, maybe he doesn't know the rules yet, but... I didn't want you to hear about it from, you know, some disgruntled listener or something. I just wanted to call you and see if it was, in fact, something you can't do.
You can't say that word. You can say a-hole, or, you know, you can spell it, but what's his name again?
Tim Woodburn.
All right, well, we'll launch an investigation. We're on it. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Can I say Bush on the air? Because it's actually Bush that sang that song, not... Pearl Jam, I screwed up. Yeah. It's Bush. It's
well,
a Bush.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, boy.
FCC.
Yeah, Bob Jackson, please.
Hang on. Jackson.
Yeah, hey, it's Frank O'Pinion again. I talked to you a while ago.
For 590, the fan.
Yeah, one other quick thing. This Woodburn guy said Bush. Can you say that?
Well, if you're talking about the beer... You can, or a shrubbery, piece of shrubbery. Yeah, fell into a big bush. But if it's female genitalia, no. If it's referencing that, no.
No, I don't think you referenced that. He just said
a band.
The word.
It's a
the band.
Band.
Bush, yeah.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Hey, Bob, can you hang on 1 second, Mr. Jackson?
Sure.
Hey, let me tell you something, Paul Harris. When you do that...
It's Paul Harvey.
That, you want to know why you're not on the radio? What?
Paul Harvey.
What?
That just said that. Sorry.
Okay, never mind, Paul. Bobby, still there?
I'm here.
So Bush is okay if you're not saying, ooh, you know, he was playing with her, you know, and then you say it, but it's okay then, right? Just say, like, Bush, the word.
That's fine.
All right, thanks, Mr. Jackson.
Anytime.
All right, well, there you go. The latest from the FCC. I'd like to just check in with them. Got a lot of good comments about the Tom Brokaw interview yesterday, too. That was an exclusive.
Oh.
That was an exclusive, yeah. Now, before we do the Burke segment, I've already pretty much introduced the players by saying, hey, you know, hey, look who's here. We need to have a quick discussion about something that is, I can't believe there are people who still buy into this. There was a listener who said, yesterday I said Mr. Rogers seemed effeminate to me, and he did. He's sort of too gentle. And I think a lot of people, if you're honest, you'll go, yeah, he was a little gentle. And so this guy writes to Tim, oh, you need to tell Frank, you know, Frank needs to see this if he thinks Rogers was... And then he proceeds to include...
The sniper
the
thing?
The same, yes, the same rumors that have been around. He was a Navy SEAL and a sniper, and he wore sweaters because his arms are all tattooed.
Yeah,
no, it's, none of it's true.
Real. Those are all
okay,
real.
Okay,
no.
Limey, no, you don't do that. I know you're kidding, and don't do it because there'll be people who buy into it. He was not even ever in the military at all, Fred Rogers. Now, then you get the thing where he attached Bob Keeshan, Captain Kangaroo, where Lee Marvin on The Tonight Show told Johnny Keeshan was one of the bravest soldiers he'd ever known. They fought together in war. Not true. Bob Keeshan was in the Marines, but he never saw combat. So none of that stuff is true either. So here's what I wrote the guy back, and I said, I've gotten to the point where I assume most everything I read is fake. It's false. I'm not kidding, because you're safer to do that and then go dig in to see if it's true as opposed to just buying into it, believe it, and then get embarrassed. You know, when you send it out to a bunch of other people, you got to re-email and go, hey, oh, sorry, I thought it was true, but it's not true. None of that crap is true. And I've been sucked in many times by things online. And what we have to understand is what you read online, it's not like the old days when you picked up the paper, the newspaper. Generally, if it was a story, a news story, it was true. Rarely was it, and if it wasn't, it was a mistake that somebody made. Now, anybody can put, the stuff they put on looks so legitimate, like it's a legitimate source. Nah, just somebody having fun screwing with people. So Rogers was not a sniper. He was not a Navy SEAL. His arms weren't tattooed. Bob Keeshan didn't fight alongside Lee Marvin. And a lot of people listen and go, who's Lee Marvin? Who's Bob Keeshan? If you're over 50.
No. Yeah, now, Randy, that's what I just said. All you're doing is repeating.
Mr. Moose and Bunny Rabbit did, though.
Oh, that's true. That part's true.
Yeah.
So does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right.
I do. Oh, life together.
We got two contributors today. Let's start with the man who spoke first. This man's name is Tim Woodburn. Tim Woodburn is a newsman. He's a private investigator and an FCC violator saying some things. Well, Tim, it's all yours.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Limey and Dan asked me how I was doing today when I walked into the studio at 2:57.
Yeah.
And I told him I was in a bad mood. And I want to confess to you that my real name is Francis Timothy Woodburn. And if any of you homos pick on me today, I'll kill you.
Hey, you know what else his name was? Francis? Francis Albert Sinatra, all right? No tougher guy in the music business.
Wait. Your first name is Frank?
No, Francis?
No, it's a joke from the Stripes movie where the guy said, my name's Francis. If any of you homos call me Francis, I'll kill you.
And then the sergeant goes, lighten up, Francis.
But the problem with that is most of us didn't get it, see?
No, I got it. But the...
I didn't say you didn't get it. I said most of us didn't get it. Not you. But most people didn't get that right.
Yeah, because Sergeant Hulka went, lighten up, Francis.
Frank, how is it that you... this is the second Stripes reference I made. I made reference to the Aunt Jemima treatment last week, and you didn't understand that either.
I saw Stripes one time. Oh. I don't remember. I don't have that kind of memory where I can watch a movie once and remember every line in it. I remember Lighten Up, Francis. I remember that.
Right.
But that thing about the first name. Yeah. And by the way, I bought it. I believed you. I thought your name was Francis.
No. Me too. I don't have a problem with that.
John Wayne's name was Marion. Okay? Marion Morrison. That was John Wayne's name. So what is your name?
My name's Timothy Arthur Woodburn, Jr., but if any of you homos call me Arthur, I'll kill you.
I'll kill you. That's a good, solid name, Timothy Arthur. That's a good one.
Yep, in a bad mood.
Right. You won't be
in a few minutes. We'll turn it around.
All right.
We'll turn that frown upside down.
Upside down,
buddy.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nope.
That was it. And now, speaking second, so contributing second, will be Dan Levi Strauss. Dan, it's all yours.
Oh, thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
I went and got a pedicure today.
Why? Now, you've had many of them. You want to touch a girl's butt?
No.
It wasn't that.
Randy, they don't touch your butt.
No, they touch
not
your
a girl.
Feet.
I don't even know why you said that.
They touch your feet. They touch your feet. I absolutely love pedicures. Has anyone in the room? I know Frank. Frank won't.
I have
get a
not,
pedicure.
But I will. I will get one.
Tim, have you ever had a pedicure?
Yeah, I had one time. It tickled my feet. She took this loofah to my foot. It looked like they're scraping cheese onto a Caesar salad. And I got up and I jumped out of the chair and gave her the 20 and walked out.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
With all the stuff on your feet?
Yeah, I mean it was. I couldn't stand the tickle sensation of it, and so I just gave her $20 and said, "Thanks, listen." Peace
I'm
out.
Glad you said that because I have extremely ticklish feet and tender feet. I can't walk on rough grass. I'm not kidding. If the grass is not real soft, it hurts my feet.
Can you walk on bush?
So I might not be able to make it through a pedicure because I might be, stop it. You know. But I'll try one. I'm going to try one. Because most every guy that I've ever talked to who had them said, oh, man, it's great. I can see that, I guess. As long as you don't tickle your feet. I don't want that.
Well, it will tickle because they have... I guess you could ask her not to do that, but they have this little scrub brush that they take, and they do grate.
You said that, I can feel it already. No.
They can grate your feet. I guess they take the dead skin off, but then they have the scrub brush. That is my absolute favorite part because my feet are not ticklish, and I love having my feet like with a brush or something scratched. The bottom.
If you pour a bottle of Listerine into a pan and then put white socks on and soak your feet in that Listerine for about 5 minutes and then keep those socks on for about 20 minutes, take those socks off, and your feet will be as smooth as a baby's bottom.
Really?
Absolutely.
See, I didn't, thank you, Heloise. I didn't know that. No, it's like Heloise hands. That's a good thing to know.
Wow. I've never gotten a pedicure. Anybody, thank you for asking me.
I was just going to ask. Next.
You were next.
It's because you spent all your money on the haircut. You had enough room for your left over for your feet.
I don't think that haircut costs much money at all. I think anybody with a weed eater could give him that haircut.
Oh, man. Have you ever had a... Limey, have you ever had a pedicure?
No, I've never had a pedicure. I'm a man.
You should try it.
But, Wayne, hold on.
Oh boy, here we go.
Men that like pedicures. I will tell you something else I've never had. I've never had a massage.
Neither have I.
Oh, I have.
I can't bring myself to do that. I don't know.
Have you seen?
I'm afraid. I don't want somebody rubbing their hands all over me. And then if it's a good-looking chick, you'd deal with that, you know.
Now, have you ever seen those pedicures where you just stick your feet in some fish tanks and the
yes,
fish come?
Yes, we talked about.
Oh, yeah. That's not a pedicure.
On two of our trips, Dan.
We
in these malls, they had the fish tanks. You sit up on a chair, kind of like a shoe shine chair, and you put your feet, and the fish nibble the dead skin off your feet.
Yeah.
I would do that.
I couldn't stand that. I can't stand like swimming in a lake, and if a fish touches me or anything like that, I can't stand it. It drives me crazy.
I'll tell you what I can't stand, like swimming in the ocean and like a shark bites your arm off.
That kind of ruins your day a little bit.
It does.
Yeah.
Just takes it completely off. Bleeding.
My arm's gone. Guess we got to go home.
Remember that Billy Crystal skit from Saturday Night Live where they were the construction workers sitting on the scaffolding and be like,
you ever take one of those
golf tees?
Yeah. You stick it in your belly butt, you start rubbing that stuff in it, and you take one of those
things you're shaking up and it snows inside?
Yeah, you start pounding on that golf tee and get into that belly button. Oh, I hate when I do that.
You sound like Edith Bunker.
Yeah, Edith. Edith. He did.
Now, the massage, I can live without it. But the other thing is, it feels, of course, I'm sure it feels really good, but then you got to get up and go about, and it doesn't last long. I mean, 30 minutes later, you're back to feeling like however you feel.
I don't know. You walk away, you feel like a wet noodle, though, when you get up and go, ugh. It's crazy. But
Dan, I'm sorry, Dan, was that your contribution?
Yeah, but I did have them paint on each big toe, which I have some very strange looking big toenails because I had surgery, so my toenails are skinnier, but I did have the girl paint two palm trees on each big toe.
That's gay.
Yeah.
That's not gay. You are officially out of the closet.
I wouldn't walk around with any sandals or anything until that wears off.
Closet, the 590 closet just opened.
Let's remind people, and Dan is man enough to admit, and he'll verify this, that he came very close to selling Mary Kay Cosmetics, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Didn't you go to like a training seminar or something?
I went to some meeting.
What were you thinking? Were you desperate for a job? Or
It was a long, long time ago, and the girl that I was dating had a Mary Kay party. And I was there for the Mary Kay party. And
one of my favorite sounds. Yeah.
And then, so I started talking to the girl that actually, you know, was putting the party on. And she said, oh, guys, I'm talking to her about how much money you can make with it. And at the time, they were giving away pink Regals. Remember those? A Buick Regal.
No, I thought it was a pink Cadillac.
It morphed into a Cadillac later on, but at the time it was a pink Regal. And I was talking to her and asking her how much money you can make, and she goes, oh my goodness, guys that sell this stuff make tons of money. And I said, guys sell it? And she goes, yeah. So I started talking to her more about it, and she said she should come to a meeting. So I did. I went to one of their meetings.
Yeah,
and,
you were the only guy there, right?
Well, no, there was two other guys.
You and Richard Simmons.
It was a Mary Kay Anonymous meeting.
Yes, there were two other guys there, but they were not...
they didn't tell their names, did they?
No.
They were not what? Heterosexual?
No, they weren't heterosexual. No, not at all. And
then why did you not sell Mary Kay?
After I got to that meeting and... They were just too happy, if you know what I mean. I mean, no, I it was just, it was no, over
I
the...
I don't know what you mean.
It was elaborate. Over the top, like, talking about all of these other dealers that, all the other people that did things, and they're, like, clapping and going crazy, and...
It was like an Amway pep rally.
Yes, it was a big rah-rah thing, and, but it was way over the top.
Did they have tight shorts on with knee-high white socks and Crocs?
Oh, the guys?
Yeah, that's at the really party. Funny.
At the party?
That's funny.
No, they did not. Oh, I was wondering. They didn't have the Crocs on.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, when I was desperate for work in my early 20s and I really needed a job, I did go to it was honest to goodness selling pots and pans, kitchenware. And I went to a preliminary, that sort of first level thing where they go, okay, here's sort of what you're going to do. And then they weed out anybody who at that point's not interested. And I kind of stayed for round two. And what they did is they give you, the whole set. It was the skillets and boiling pots, like you put the corn on the cob. And then some, I don't know much about kitchenware. And, I took the stuff home and then I got home and looked at it. And the next day I just took it back. I can't sell this. I don't even know how to cook anything. What am I going to say? I can't sell.
Oh, Frank.
I now have back. Something. I have something for the Burke segment.
Give me a quick one on Frank's sidekick here. Frank, I took home a $350 set of Cutco knives one time when I was about 19 years old to sell knives door to door. And I never paid for the demo set. I'll bring you back the check tomorrow. And I went home that night and decided I really didn't want to do that. There's actually more
you
of
kept
that story.
The knives?
No, I didn't keep them. See, you actually had the decency to take your demo set back. I ended up wrapping mine and giving it to my parents as an anniversary gift. And,
nice.
And I can't make so they still have the knives to this day.
Really?
And they didn't come after you for
they
theft or
anything? Never came a knocking for their set.
Wow. What was the whole set? What did that cost? What was that worth?
Now, this is $1989. I think it was $250, $250, $300.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, I know a place where you can get them sharpened, and it's great.
It's probably about time to get them sharpened.
I think so. And now we turn to the man who just, I heard him, and it was just a moment ago he said, well, now I've got a segment, something for the Buck segment.
Yep.
Here is Trevor Limey Phillips. All yours, Limes.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Well, a couple of seconds ago, you said corn on the cob, and I went grocery shopping this weekend, and I actually found some corn on the cob that came in this vacuum-packed bag.
Yes, right? That stuff's great.
Is it good? Because I just got some,
yes.
And I was going to eat it tonight, and I'm wondering because, I mean, you know, it's just in this vacuum-packed sealed bag, and there's a little bit of moisture in there, so the corn doesn't dry out, and you just microwave it.
It's hard to have bad corn on the cob.
Really? You microwave this?
Yeah. Yeah.
In my life, I've had very few ears of corn that were bad. You know, I've had some better than others, but any corn on the cob with a bunch of butter and salt on it, good. Now, I think that stuff's good. We had that one time. I'll tell you, the other corn on the cob that's good is those short, like, half ears, and they're frozen. Like Jolly Green Giant or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Those things are unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're better than most fresh corn you take home and pull the shucks off yourself.
Have you ever seen corn cooked in a cooler? You ever seen that done before?
Yes.
That's really cool. That is my favorite thing to do at a barbecue.
My brother married a girl from China, and when he brought her to meet the family...
No. Why that's is not that, the end of the story.
He married a girl from China.
And when he brought her to meet the family, we went to a family steakhouse here in St. Louis, and there was this rednecky waiter that was waiting on us, and he got to my brother's then fiance, and for you, ma'am, she goes... yes, I have a steak and cob on the corn.
Cob on the corn?
And the waiter looks, this is a true story, the waiter looks at her and goes, and she's total Chinese, right? The waiter looks at her and goes, you're not from around here, are you?
Good one. I gotta make a quick phone call. Hang on.
Oh, no, you know
did
what?
Did I say Bush again? Here we go. I'm fired.
FCC. Bob Jackson, please.
I really hate this guy.
Jackson. Hey, Mr. Jackson, Frank Opinion, 590 The Fan.
Oh, yeah, we spoke earlier.
Yeah. Hey, this guy, we got a guy here, I don't name his name, but is it okay to make fun of Asian people and the way they talk on the radio? Can you do that?
It depends. What do you say?
I mimicked her. Said she went to a restaurant and said, oh, can I have some cob on the corn, you know.
No, you can't do that. It's not illegal, but we don't particularly care for that. We need to take a closer look at who is this person.
Same guy, Tim Woodburn.
Oh, man.
He seems like he's a handful.
Yeah, sort of, but we like having him on the show, and I just was just curious, can you make fun of Asian people?
It's a slippery slope. You can, but I wouldn't advise it.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
It's time.
Okay. Well, when I was getting my pedicure today, I told the girl, and she was clipping the big toenail, and the big toenail was like the thickest and everything. And I said, "Yeah," I said,
"That's the one in Dumb and Dumber they had to take the grinder."
Yes, yes. And she actually did use a little grinder on my toes, but
Dremel.
But she's going snap, snap, and I said, "Yeah," I said, "Those are weird looking toenails." All of a sudden, she was sitting next to someone. They always do. And then she was speaking American or English to me, and then all of a sudden she starts going, I knew that she was talking about my toes.
What was she saying?
I don't know. She didn't. I don't.
Can you say that backwards, what you just said?
Yeah.
I think the whole time.
Would there be some? We played it backwards and it's English?
Yeah. These toes are disgusting.
I am the walrus. I am the walrus. These toes are gross.
Coo-coo-ca-choo.
And what is that it's like Vietnamese or people who do the nails? Is that, I don't know. Does nobody else want to get into that business? Or?
I have a cousin who passed away, unfortunately. He was he had some demons, but he was one of the funniest guys I ever met. And when he met my brother's now wife, he had a few cocktails in him, and he was one of these Jefferson County, I mean, meth belt Hoosiers, right? I mean, he's right there on the line, right? He lived right on the meth belt border of St. Louis County and Jeff County. He looked at her with a straight face and he goes,
Now, let me ask you a question. Do all Chinese people think that other Chinese people talk loud?
You know, they kind of do talk loud.
They do. Have you ever met a soft-spoken Chinese person? I haven't.
No.
I haven't.
Oh, they never talk like this. For the people who have gone to Lake of the Ozarks for years, and I mean like 30 years, long, long, long ago, 25, 30 years ago, there was a Chinese restaurant called Three Happiness at Lake of the Ozarks in Osage Beach. To this day, I've never had fried rice as good as that. The restaurant was dirty. The lights were low, thank goodness, because if they turned them up, you'd have seen all kinds of crumbs and dead bugs. It was not a clean place, but one of those places where the food was so good, you just kind of overlooked that. And the lady who owned it, when I'm not kidding. We go there for two reasons. One, for the food, and two, for the show, which she didn't mean for it to be a show. But here's what happened. You'd go in. She was the nicest, most complimentary, pleasant person. Oh, welcome back. Good to see you again. Oh, you look lovely tonight. Your wife is so pretty. Where your daughter? Your daughter with you tonight? No, she couldn't make it tonight. Where your sons? It's just so pleasant. And then she said, you're gonna have you regular shrimp fried rice, extra shrimp. You got me. That's
you
it.
Better
I'll take
off.
It. And if I remember, you wife like steam of vegetable. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I'll be right back. Get appetizer out, and good to see you again. And then the minute she got back to the kitchen, the door opened.
I know. They sound mad.
The door would swing open, she'd come back out and go, all right, I hear water and a cup of appetizer.
She was just
she was tearing somebody up back there all the time in the kitchen. It was like two different people.
If you call to get a carry out, they go, Johnny King, what you want? They always like, it's like they're mad at you.
What's the order, please?
What you want?
There's a place right down the street from our studio, and I laugh every time I drive by it because I think of Homer Simpson. Because Homer Simpson's famous one-word saying every time he did something stupid was, anybody know?
Oh, no.
Don't.
Oh, yeah. Don't.
Exactly. D-O-H. And the name of this place right down the street is King Dope Restaurant.
It is?
Yeah. It's called King Dope.
I like it.
Oh, hold on a second, Frank.
I just gave him some Mondolf free advertising. Uh-oh, here we go. Mr. Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Could I speak with Mr. Jackson? I don't do it as well as Frank does.
No, you don't.
Yeah, Bob Jackson.
Hi, Mr. Jackson. This is Dan Strauss. You had talked with Frank Opinion earlier.
Oh, yeah. That guy's kind of a pain in the butt. He's called me too much.
Why does he sound just like you, Dan?
I don't know. That's weird. But Mr. Jackson, Frank was just making fun of Asian people.
No, it wasn't. I was doing an impression of an actual person. I was not making fun.
Is it okay to make do an impersonation of Asian people?
No, I don't think you can do that right now. And I think the way the world is today, you just can't impersonate Asian people.
Sounds like a drunk Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
FCC.
Bob Jackson, please.
He's on the phone right now with some guy in St. Louis.
I have to hang up right now. I have a call coming in.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Jackson.
I'll hold.
Looks like Mr. Jackson's free right now. Hold on. Bob Jackson.
Hey, Mr. Jackson, Frank Opinion, St. Louis.
Yeah, I was just on the phone with a co-worker of yours, I believe.
Yeah, ignore him, okay? He's not right. He's special, and you just ignore him.
He didn't sound like he had all the irons in the fire, if you know what I mean. He sounded a little off.
Yeah, that's him. Named Dan Strauss. Yeah. So, hey, thank you. Just a heads up. Ignore anything he tells you.
All right, well, now.
Okay, there you go, Bob Jackson. Boy, he's busy today.
Well, he is.
Bob Jackson. Woo, look at the time. We have to do a little commercial. Take a little break here. Anything else, Limestone? Did you have any more?
No, that was it. I just got the call. Right.
We need to close. Let's officially close the Burke segment. Burke segment is closed, tight, locked, shut. I think everybody knows the dealership, the car dealership, that is the official car dealership of this show, and that is Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Now, if you are car shopping and all you want is, let's say, a brand new Lexus, like that, you don't want to even talk about anything else or look at anything, okay. I got a better idea. How about a 3-year-old, 2-year-old Lexus, if they could find that for you in perfect shape, save you a little money. Now, there are still a few people, not many, who think I'm a Dodge person, or I'm a GMC person. Let me tell you something, especially you GMC shoppers, you do know it's the same vehicle, okay? It's General Motors, same chassis. Basically, let's take the truck, for example. Their big truck and Chevy's big truck, the Silverado. If you're shopping GMC, one, you will probably pay more. Usually it costs more for pretty much the same truck. It's called gingerbread. They doll it up with some little badges and emblems, a little chrome here and there. And if you want to pay for that, that's fine. My suggestion would be before you do that, go look at a fully loaded Silverado and then tell me that you want to pay the difference for the little extra stuff you get. And if you do, that's fine. At least you included Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And that's all we ask. If you're shopping, include Johnny Londoff. Now, there are also people who think, well, I don't really want a Chevy. They say that, and not many people do, but the ones who do haven't driven what Chevy has on the market now. That would be my suggestion. Go drive the Impala. Drive the new Equinox. Drive a Silverado. Drive a Malibu. Just go. Just see what they have. You're going to be blown away if you haven't done that for a while. And I think you may change your mind about what you thought you wanted. So just give Johnny Londoff Chevrolet a chance. Not just give Chevy a chance, because you could drive a Chevy anywhere. We don't want that. If you're aiming, and by the way, if you're aiming the PM, you wouldn't do that anyway. if you really are AM and the PM, you wouldn't do that because you know you couldn't sleep at night. Your conscience would bother you. You'd toss, you'd turn, you'd have nightmares. In your dreams, you'd see somebody coming after you. You're not AM and the PM, like a mob of people chasing you down the street. Who, those people really are AM and the PM, and they're running you out of town in your dream because you're a fraud. You're not really AM and the PM. You bought your Chevy somewhere else. Really AM and the PM people don't do that. So here's the invitation, and that's it. It's a suggestion. I hope you'll take it. Go into Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. You can start online, Landolf.com. But go in there, because the real experience, the one you won't get online, is the people that work there and the way they treat you, the way they take care of you. That's what I want you to experience. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, and of course 24/7 at Landolf.com.
Time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by the maker of Frontline Plus. Accident eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt, westbound 70 near St. Charles Rock Road. There's a stall. It's on the right shoulder now. You're heavy westbound 44 from Grand to Kings Highway and again Hampton to Shrewsbury. Protect your pets from fleas and ticks with Frontline Plus for dogs and cats. It's been trusted by vets for nearly 20 years and is the number one name in flea and tick protection. Why would you use anything else? Pick some up now. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Bud Select. It's a beer with the St. Louis Arch on it. A beer brewed for the Lou. A great tasting beer that somehow still has under 100 calories. A cold, refreshing beer you should go grab right now. Bud Select. Enjoy responsibly. 2018. Anheuser-Busch. Select Light Beer. St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, hey. This is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
No.
No. Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now, featuring the Hamptons.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret, where the benefits are pretty obvious. It's where beer and sporting events go hand in hand with beautiful women. If you get off work during that crossing of the bridge traffic mess, then come into PT's and relax, de-stress, and eat dinner, because a fantastic steak and fries meal is only $7.99. Let those other guys sit in traffic while you enjoy exotic dancers, sports on big screen TVs, and an ice cold beverage. Visit the best strip club in the St. Louis area, and don't forget, you can catch every pay-per-view UFC fight with the confidence you'll be a winner, one way or the other. PT's Country Rock Cabaret is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis, so if that convention or expo is bringing you down, it's time to rise and smile at PT's Country Rock Cabaret in Sauget, next to Pop's Concert Venue. Free admission before 6 p.m., only $6 before 8 p.m., and never more than $12 after 8 p.m. Don't sit at home watching the game. Be in the game at PT's Country Rock Cabaret.
Hand off, keeper, Thomas, running it, he's open, and a touchdown! Dorsey sets it through, pass is deflected, intercepted by Bennett Williams! Snap back, kick all the way to the block! It is blocked! It's bouncing around the turf, and the ball game is over, and the Illini won it!
2018 Illinois football is just around the corner. Get your season tickets today at FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI1.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Are you self-employed or an independent contractor? With our new bank statement mortgage, we no longer need tax returns, pay stubs, or 1099s. I qualify you with the deposits into your bank account. TheBankStatementMortgage.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Oh, yeah.
Rumors run around. This ain't taking time. Check outside and bring
everybody.
You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go
to that home out on the range.
You got a lot of nice girls there.
Wife and I went out to eat the night before last, because we always go out to eat, because she doesn't cook anything. By the way, I got a calculator yesterday, and I just roughly, I thought, I wonder what we spend a year on going out to eat, because we don't cook, she doesn't cook. And so every day, it's either you know, carry out or go. So we don't go to really fine restaurants all the time. We couldn't do that. But it comes out to like $15,000 a year just to eat. And that's, I think that's conservative. But two nights ago we go, and the guy at the table next to me orders a chicken pot pie. And I've seen chicken pot pies other places, and sometimes they're huge and a big old crust like coming out of it. It looks fantastic. And as a kid, we had those like frozen chicken pot
pies. The banquets.
Little aluminum cup they're in. Here's the deal. Everything about a chicken pot pie looks so great to me, except one thing. Why do they always have to put those green peas in there? If somebody would make a chicken pot pie and leave the peas out. What?
They're delicious, and they give it some color, because otherwise you've just got the chicken, which is white, the gravy, which is white, and then carrots, which is orange, and the pastry, which is orange. You need green in there.
I hate those peas. It would be great without those peas. It'd be fine without the peas.
How do you feel about celery?
Celery.
I don't want celery in there.
Well, at least
I don't want that in there either.
At least there's not onions in them, Frank, because you go to any deli at Schnucks or Deerberg's in St. Louis Market. There's an onion freak behind every deli and every market in this town. Every egg salad, ham salad, potato salad, coleslaw. They put onions in coleslaw for unbelievable.
Or criminy.
Oh, I almost said something FCC.
I guess I could pick the green peas out of the chicken pot pie, but you shouldn't have to do that. They should offer a chicken pot pie without the silly, stupid little green peas. And did you ever just eat green peas? They're horrible.
Yeah. They're delicious.
They're horrible. You Brits, they're delicious.
I don't mind.
They get
at a nice restaurant where they hand make the pot pies, Frank. You should be able to get it without peas.
Yeah, you should be able to. But here's what you do, right?
I may try to order
peas with mashed potato.
Here's another weird food. As a kid in the South, I had to eat.
I'm with Trevor.
Nothing.
I'm with Trevor on it. You eat peas with mashed potatoes.
Yes,
I like peas.
Because then you load up the fork with a mashed potato and you just stick as many peas on there as you can.
Yeah.
And they just stick straight to it.
I forgot what I was saying. I was right in the middle of something. I forgot what it was.
Oh, no.
Marie Callender has the pot pie.
Yeah, but I like the crust. I like the gravy. I like the chicken. And those peas ruin it. I was going to say in the South. I grew up in the South. Here's a food we had to eat a lot of, and I just wanted to gag every time. It's stupid lima beans or butter beans. Kind of the same. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're shaped like a little kidney or something.
Yeah.
And they're disgusting. The consistency is disgusting.
Delicious.
Those aren't too bad.
They're awful.
And now Brussels sprouts, what is that in the middle, that core?
I don't know.
It's not really meat. What is that stuff?
It's just, what are you talking about?
What do you mean? It's a mystery vegetable.
It's a vegetable. Yeah, but core.
But no other vegetable, when you cut into it, like a golf ball, the core, no other vegetable has that unidentifiable thing in the substance. And it's like meat, but it's not meat.
It's not meat. That's the roots of the plant. That's like, you know, exactly like a cabbage or a lettuce.
When you cut into lettuce, there's no center core that's like meat.
Yes, there is.
Or cabbage. No, there's not.
Yeah. Well, no, there's
a head of lettuce.
There's no center core that is like meat on a vegetable. So that you're just a little bit mistaken about. But a Brussels sprout, that's just like the root.
I never had a Brussels sprout until I was in my 20s. In the South, we didn't eat Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I don't like them.
We ate mustard greens, not turnip green, mustard greens, and lima beans, black-eyed peas. That was another thing
made me eat Brussels sprouts for a long time when I was a kid, because I hated them. That and cauliflower, which I still hate cauliflower. But Brussels sprouts, I love now. Brussels sprouts, I love them.
Did you ever have a mother make something for you and lie to you about what was in it because she knew you hated the food, but everybody else in the family liked it, she'd lie to you?
All the time.
Yeah, my mom lied to me for my entire childhood, which is probably why I'm demented today, by telling
about
me that...
What?
Onions. I'm the antichrist of onions. I can't stand them. Oh. And she would lie to me about every day. Oh, there's no onions in that spaghetti. Oh, no, there's no onions in the meatloaf. She lied to me. She lied to me every day of my life. Cooking for me growing
up.
And
you would eat the onions.
Yeah. And look how I turned out.
Wow.
My wife hates onions. She won't anything with onions. She takes them out of there.
Oh, I love onions.
No onions. I do too. And especially cooked onions. Have you ever had that blooming onion where you like put it on the grill, foil, and butter and stuff? Oh my god! And you just eat the whole thing like you'd eat an apple.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That's good. That's so good. I'm surprised there's still a Hooters restaurant. I was thinking about this yesterday because everything now is so unacceptable. Ooh, everything means somebody's objectified sexually. Like the chick that's trying to get rid of NFL cheerleaders. Ooh, they're sex objects. Isn't it amazing that Hooters has survived all that? You think of it, just the name. Hooters. Is,
yeah. And there's still some Show Me's restaurants around, too, which is like
but
a knockoff
different.
Of Hooters.
Yeah, but the what? Name is not Hooters. No. Show Me's name is not the same word you use for, you know, boobs. Hooters. Mm. It's pretty clear. I know they did an owl. Oh, it's an owl. Sure it is. It's Hooters. I good for them. I say bravo to them. They weathered the storm so far. But that'll be next. Somebody will step up and go, we got to get rid of the Hooters, like the Indian names for the teams. We got to get rid of those because it offends people. No, you know, it didn't. It offended three people.
They're doing that with the Cleveland Indians next year.
Are they leaving the Redskins alone?
They're making them get rid of the Chief Wahoo logo.
Oh, they're getting rid of the Redskins, too.
No, they're not. Because then, that owner is standing tall and saying, no way. Over my dead body is what he has said.
It's been that way forever.
Now, one last thing before we break for our last bit of business. And listen up, people who are able-bodied and young to middle-aged, I guess. There apparently is a huge need for truck drivers, over-the-road truckers. There's a shortage of truckers. I read this article yesterday, and I've noticed on radio, satellite radio, lots of ads looking for truck drivers from these trucking companies, J.B. Hunt and these companies saying, we'll train you, we'll provide, we got benefits. They desperately need truck drivers. Now, has anybody in this room ever gotten behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler and tried to drive that thing?
No.
Nope, but I have sat behind one, and it's ridiculous.
You gotta got in one and tried to drive it, and I'm going to tell you something. I got to hand it to these over-the-road truckers. One, pulling that big thing behind you around and backing it into places and maneuvering the way they do. But that job, it ought to pay well. You are sitting, talk about hemorrhoids. Every truck driver thinks it's hemorrhoids. You sit all day in that thing. How do they do that? How in the world do they do that? Even pull over and like live in the cab of it, and then, you know, take a couple of some kind of handy wipes and do sort of a, what they call a whore's bath, and then hit the road again.
A what?
I don't know how they. Horse bath. You never heard of that? Mm-hmm. It's like you just a sponge bath.
You just do the pits, the face, the pits, and the
That's a horse bath. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard that referred to something else, but
that's definitely
an FCC violation.
So if anybody, I don't think it is.
No, not what you said. What I'd heard that called as. Oh,
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. I wasn't for real.
FCC.
Yeah, Bob Jackson, please.
Hang on a second.
Bob Jackson.
Hate this guy.
Jackson.
Mr. Jackson, Frank Opinion. Yeah.
I'm hearing from you a lot today.
Yeah, can you say whore's bath on radio, like you took a whore's bath?
Absolutely you can. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
There you go. It's okay. You can say that. I used to have a buddy who said that. He goes, I was running late. I didn't have time to take a shower. I just took a whore's bath. I said, what? He said, horse bath. You know, like when the girl's in a big hurry. And I said, no, I don't know. Like when the girl's in a big hurry. I've never been in a situation where a prostitute needed to take a quick half bath or something. So there you have it. Truckers, young people, if you are, if you were 40 or 50, you could still, couldn't you? You could still apply, I would think.
And
get trained to drive a truck. But we need them. Need truckers. And I don't think it's my imagination. For all the need there is for truck drivers, it seems like every day I get on any interstate, it's like more trucks every time I get on there. Truck after truck after. And especially the guys that pull these tandem deals.
Oh, yeah.
Two trailers. Whoo! It's like a train. That's actually a train. It's not a truck anymore. All right, Amini's. I want you to go to Amini's, and I'll tell you why. There's a tent sale, plus for the next 3 weeks or so, Amini money. Actually, probably about the next 2 weeks. Amini Money. If you go on their website, you'll see, and it'll talk about Amini Money. The TV commercials they're running now. Mr. Amini talks about Amini Money. When you buy something at Amini's, you get Amini Money, and you use the Amini Money toward the purchase of other things. It's like real money in the store. And I take great pride in the fact that I came up with the name Amini Money. They had some goofy, stupid name that an ad agency had come up with, and it was horrible. The something bucks or something. I said, why don't you just call it Amini Money? It's fun to say, fun to spend. So that's what they're doing. And you can use it for anything in the store. And right now, there's a lot of stuff on sale. This, you know, spring is the time to get in if you'd like to buy what they want to move out to make room for the other stuff. It's kind of like car dealers when they have to bring the new models in. So check their website, aminis.com. Better yet, just go in. Take a lot of time. You're going to want to. There's a lot to see there. It's almost like a tourist attraction as well as a store. And please, always tell them you're AM and the PM. Go in there and get some wonderful patio furniture or any of the other stuff they have. And a lot of it's on sale. And get you some Amini money so you can use it to go back and get something else from Amini's in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. Amini's.com.